All right. Well, I'm joined now by an incredible guest. Very honored to have Justin Barlow join us, who's the head of BD, Business Development and Investments at the Save Foundation. Justin, thank you for joining us today at the Crypto Hedge Fund Summit. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. Doing well.
Good, good, man. Well, hey, look, I'm excited about what's going on at Say. I'm staking some Say. So full disclosure, I have exposure. I always like to be forthcoming and transparent about that. But I've been really excited about what you guys have been doing. You know, we spoke with Jay Yogg, who's one of the co-founders over there at Say some time ago, and we were just very, very impressed. And so we want to, you know, get into what's going on at the Say Foundation and how you're developing that and investing in the ecosystem. But before we do, we just want to get acquainted with you personally. You know, how'd you get into this industry and what were you doing a little bit before? Just high level.
Yeah, I mean, I am lucky enough to say that I am probably part of this sort of first generation of true crypto natives. Had gotten to crypto when I was quite young, was really one of my first sort of forays into the professional world. So launched a fund originally back in 2017, so just about 8 years ago now. Had gotten into crypto a little bit before that. And that fund is really dedicated towards, you know, basically a full sort of long short strategy, right? So a typical hedge fund entirely on the liquid side, and ran that for a number of years. What ended up happening was I sort of continued, you know, running that fund for, again, a few years, spent some time in the sort of long form research and content side of things. Spent some time with some TradFi institutions like Millennium Management in New York, in the endowment at my alma mater, the University of Southern California. And then actually, upon graduating, built and sold a startup in the space, then went on to spend a few years over at Solana, helping build out that ecosystem from 2021 up until mid to late 2023.
Wow. And to leave Solana to go to Say, it must probably say something about the protocol, maybe the future that you saw both kind of going, you know, kind of what pushed you from Solana over to Say?
Yes, I mean, look, obviously sort of a number of factors that go into it. But for me, what was particularly exciting about Say was this idea of really combining the sort of two parts of the dominant ecosystems that you have today, right? The sort of speed and throughput and low transaction fees that you see on a chain like Solana with the sort of tooling and infrastructure and mindshare of the EVM, right? One thing that was sort of abundantly clear, you know, over these last 8 years in the space is that, you know, the vast majority of developers are EVM native. I think in the last sort of Electric Capital report, which tracks, you know, developer activity, it was something like 90% of developers are native to the EVM. And what this means is that there was sort of a glaring gap in the ecosystem for a highly performant, right, low fee blockchain that was EVM compatible, and Say filled that gap.
Yeah, it's interesting. It seems like a lot of people are trying to attack that in different ways, whether it's Say, I've spoken to folks at Move, where it seems like they're trying to build some kind of SVM where it's like it's compatible between both. What kind of gives you the conviction that Say's approach is the right approach?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think first and foremost, you know, the product was first to market, right, which I think matters a lot. Say is the only sort of EVM compatible high throughput layer one blockchain that exists on mainnet today. And so being the first to market, as you know, in crypto matters quite a bit, right?
Totally.
So that was one thing that was particularly interesting. And the speed at which the team actually shipped the product was incredibly, incredibly inspiring and also bullish, right? We saw the team go from announcing sort of the idea of the product to actually having it live on mainnet, you know, in the course of less than a year. And this stands out a lot to me as someone who's been around the space for a long time. Typically, timelines in crypto actually take much longer than what people expect, as opposed to actually being shorter. And that was an amazing thing to see, you know, up close, as, you know, Say's mainnet went live with that full EVM support with Say V2.
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus. Attention cigar enthusiasts. Today, we're thrilled to introduce to you CigarBid, America's number one online cigar auction site. If you're looking for unbeatable deals on every type of cigar, listen up. At CigarBid, you have the power to set your own price, often scoring top quality cigars and accessories at prices much lower than retail. Others want you to believe they are always giving you their best deal, but at CigarBid, you get to decide the deal. It's the cigar site the rest of the industry does not want you to know about. Score deals at the best prices every single day. The live auctions are fast-paced and exciting, making every bid a thrilling experience. Check out Freefall to watch the prices drop in real time, or the Power Hour for our fastest-paced auctions. CigarBid has a text update so you get notified when you're outbid and get exclusive deals right to you. And if bidding is not your thing, then no problem at all, because you can buy the cigars straight up at awesome low prices as well. So no matter what you're looking for, you'll find it at CigarBid. So if you're ready to enjoy the fun and the convenient way to purchase fine cigars at great prices online, visit cigarbid.com/crypto101. That's cigarbid.com/crypto101. Happy bidding. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? And credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With Gemini Credit Card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight into your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, or you're a faithful listener of the Crypto 101 podcast and love Bitcoin and other cryptos, visit the Gemini credit card website so it's easy for you to earn even more Bitcoin or crypto with their credit card. Again, visit Gemini.com/card today to learn more.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love it. And I'm really kind of interested now. As somebody who's really responsible for a lot of the business development activities and the investments that the foundation is making, like, zoom us out to a high level. How does it work with a foundation, and the protocol and like the builders? Are you guys the ones building it? Just kind of walk us through this, because I think it throws people for a loop. They're like, oh, say it's a company, right? And well, there's a company, but there's also a foundation. And so if you're investing here now on behalf of the foundation and doing biz dev, let's just get everybody's head around that.
Yeah. So, I mean, simply from like this high level, most sort of blockchain teams that, you see, whether it's names like Solana or Aptos or Sui, et cetera, they tend to follow this structure where there is a labs entity or something similar to that, right? That is sort of the core driver of sort of the tech side of the protocol, is normally sort of the first organization that spins up related to a particular protocol. And then you have a foundation side. In our case, and in the case of a number of these other names, the foundation side is not building the protocol. We are not, the company or anything behind Say. What we are is basically a sort of nonprofit organization that is meant to sort of drive the growth and development of that particular ecosystem. And so what does that mean? That means things like the sort of marketing and go-to-market functions, the business development, right, the investment side, and sort of everything kind of in between there on the business side sits at the foundation. A lot more of the sort of technical work sits at these labs organizations, and then obviously with, contributors from the ecosystem. Say, like a number of other chains, is fully open source. And so anyone is able to really go in and contribute if they want to.
That's awesome. And when you're kind of doing these exercises to develop, you know, more activity or more, like, what are the KPIs that you are really looking for? Are you looking for more corporations to build on it or more individuals to download wallets? Is it kind of an amalgamation of all that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every sort of sub team within, you know, the organization has its own goals. But generally speaking, the idea is, you know, driving things like daily active users, things like on-chain sort of volume and liquidity, things like unique assets on the chain, right? So things that are only available, you know, here on Say. And ultimately, you know, obviously trying to, you know, also onboard both, you know, real users, right? The end users like consumers using a DEX product or a game or a social network, but also some of these more institutional users, right? To your point. So banks, asset managers, et cetera, they may have their own use cases for the network, whether they are, you know, more consumer facing or whether they're internal.
And do you see kind of like a certain sector particularly thriving on the Say network? For example, you know, a lot of these early DeFi applications found a product market fit on Ethereum, but Ethereum couldn't help really scale the DePIN stuff, the physical infrastructure. So that all kind of switched over to Solana because of that kind of inherent advantage. Do you guys have kind of a similar play in the market?
Yeah, so I mean, Say's kind of core, you know, infrastructure all certainly relies on DeFi, right? And DeFi is really one of the underpinnings, not to just Say as an ecosystem, but really, you know, all of the major ecosystems, if you stop and take a think about it, right?
Totally.
And so DeFi is certainly one of the strongest categories on Say. And what's interesting is, to your point, you know, DeFi applications were, you know, obviously first kind of started in the Ethereum ecosystem, but simply because of the tech stack in the Ethereum ecosystem, right? And the resulting fees, as well as speed of transactions, et cetera, there were a lot of design trade-offs that people had to make early on when building DeFi products. A great example of this is the concept of an AMM, right? An automated market maker. This is a concept that is super common in crypto, but really doesn't exist in the sort of traditional finance world. And why is that the case? It's really because of how sort of slow and expensive it can be to build a fully on-chain order book on a network like Ethereum. And so in Say's case, a lot of these opportunities that previously were just not available to developers on the EVM are now available, right? And so that means building things like fully on-chain order books if it's DeFi, right? Building on-chain social networks if it's social, right? Or similarly, things like games, right? And sort of games that have, you know, fully sort of on-chain components that otherwise would just be prohibitively expensive on, you know, Ethereum, for example.
Now, this brings up a great point. And it's actually something I've kind of always wondered, but I guess I've never really asked. But in terms of like, so Say is EVM compatible, Ethereum virtual machine compatible, but it's not a layer two, like Optimism or Arbitrum or Base, right? Which are EVM compatible, but these are layer twos that kind of rely on the consensus of Ethereum. So I guess the question is, what separates Say from a different layer two?
Yeah. So, I mean, you hit on really the core point of it, which is that Say sort of exists with its full stack independent of the Ethereum chain itself. So what does that mean? It means transactions aren't, you know, batched and posted to Ethereum. Actually, all of those transactions and every part of the sort of life cycle of a transaction happens on Say. You know, when you really take a look at what people sort of look for and what they really need when they're talking about developing on Ethereum, at the end of the day, what they really care about is that there is a sufficiently decentralized network that is able to interact with the Ethereum virtual machine, the EVM, as we were just saying, right? You know, beyond that, what they really care about then is fees and throughput and, you know, speed and all of these things that we've been chatting about now. But ultimately, most users, end users, don't even know or really care about where their transactions settle. What they care about is having applications that are decentralized, that work well, right, and have a good user experience.
Do you think that one day, like for instance, I've seen some commentary around Unichain, and it's like Uniswap's sort of chain that is going to bring all of the EVM stuff together, or I don't know if it's just all layer twos, but maybe you could comment on like this idea of one day, are we going to obfuscate away the user having to know, oh, I'm transacting on Solana or Say or Ethereum, or like it gets confusing. Can I just go to one-stop shop DeFi application, make a request for a trade or whatever, and then like not have to worry about where it gets routed through?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we are still a ways away from that being sort of the mainstream, right? You have applications and tools, names like OneBalance, for example, come to mind, where they kind of abstract a lot of this, crypto nativity away and let you really just operate with sort of many chains, from one interface. But yeah, I mean, look, there are, I think at this point, I saw something like 1,000+ chains, right? And every time you have to add sort of support for additional chains, it is additional development work, right? There are edge cases you have to look out for. And so, yeah, I think, there's definitely a world where you have many chains kind of interacting. But Say is, what we call sort of a monolithic chain, right? And we see that, there's an opportunity for people to do everything on one chain and they're not constrained by throughput or cost, which is really a big piece of the reason why you have so many of these layer two chains.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. So if we take a look at some of the areas that you guys are investing in right now, or maybe putting out, requests for proposals of the kinds of investments that you'd like to make, where do you kind of see these, these placements over the next 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, look, as far as, investments, for us, I think we are, a general purpose chain. And so we're going to continue to invest in a number of different verticals. So I mentioned things like DeFi, I mentioned things like social, things like gaming, et cetera. But you're also going to see us kind of putting some chips behind some emerging verticals, things like AI, right? Where obviously there's a ton of excitement. There's a ton of sort of progress happening on the tech side. And we think Say is very well suited for AI products just based on, the performance that we've been talking about. Another area that is particularly interesting to us that we were very early to kind of plant a stake in the ground in is DeSci, that's decentralized science. So we recently launched a $65 million DeSci fund that's entirely dedicated towards investing in DeSci and DeSci related projects.
And then how does, so for instance, the $65 million from the foundation, like where does the money from the foundation come from? Is it like, as people use the chain, a certain amount of the transaction fees go to the foundation, or were there like some initial investors to kind of, get things rolling?
Yeah, I mean, crypto companies, and when I say crypto companies, I'm referring more to layer one and layer two blockchain foundations, have a pretty unique structure, right? It is not like a traditional company where you charge every user and revenue goes directly to that company. And then those sort of revenues go towards paying expenses. Mm-hmm. In the case of crypto, the revenue that happens from transaction fees actually goes to the validators and ultimately the people who are staking to those validators, right? The end users. And so the question is, how do these companies get funding? That really happens through the tokens behind these projects, right? And so say, for example, in our case, the Say Labs team raised, multiple rounds over the last few years from top investors like Multicoin and Jump Crypto and Asymmetric and you name it. And that type of funding, right, that really is driven by the underlying token is what is used for, day-to-day operations, investments, et cetera, right? And so having that sort of liquid asset being that token on the balance sheet allows you to make investments and ultimately hope to accrue, more usage and more value to your chain.
Awesome. Well, that definitely gives us a lot of good perspective on kind of how things work. And the DeSci fund sounds really interesting. And I know a couple of people that have been kind of getting involved with DeSci. Where can we go to learn more about, some of the DeSci stuff that's going on with Say Network?
Yeah, I mean, I can find the exact link and we can probably put it overlaid on the video or something here. But if you just look up, say, DeSci, it should be probably results number 1 through 20, I would imagine, because it was pretty highly publicized, given that we really were the first to kind of make a sort of major investment here. But yeah, I mean, on our end, we have sort of an open forum where if someone is building on, say, and looking to build a DeSci project, people can just apply directly, right? Get in touch with the team and ultimately receive resources if we think it's a fit for, you know, funding from the foundation.
Awesome. And yeah, we will type this in the chat box. It's blog.sei.io. And it looks like there's a whole bunch of information here that the blog posts on DeSci, which I'm excited. I've got this open. This is going to be my lunch reading here today because I got to get smart on DeSci. It's one of those trends and themes that I'm just seeing people kind of, you know, it's catching my attention and catching my imagination. And it's like, it's, you know, the AI stuff was really big with AI agents. And I think DeSci could be next. Look, you know, we're excited about everything you guys are doing. Is there anything I failed to ask? Anything that you guys are working on that really excites you that, you know, the good citizens of Crypt Nation here deserve to hear?
Yeah, I mean, think one, first of all, you've done a great job, so no gaps. But one thing that we could add on here that may be interesting for people to look into is called Say Giga.
Okay.
And so Say Giga is sort of an upcoming upgrade to the network that will allow for Say to be the sort of highest throughput, highest, you know, TPS chain in crypto by a very large margin, particularly on the EVM. So that means, you know, transactions capacity of something like 200,000 plus transactions per second. And a lot of great progress has already been made there. Recently, the founder of Say Labs, Jay, who you mentioned that you just met with, actually posted something on his X account detailing some of the internal testing that has already happened across a decentralized network of nodes. And it's really inspiring. This is a pretty landmark moment for a crypto that really unlocks kind of the next evolution of products that, again, may have been constrained previously by, you know, throughput of their underlying chain. And if you look at kind of examples in the Web2 world, right, names like Google or Facebook, et cetera, these numbers are now getting to the spot where something like a Google could actually run on blockchain rails and can do so without kind of hampering user experience. So I would definitely recommend people looking into that. We have not yet set the date for the full release, but we are building in public, like I said. And so there are frequent updates coming from the Say Labs team.
I love it. That's awesome. And no, I definitely appreciate you kind of coming on and giving us the rundown. I got Giga up here as well. I'm going to be reading through that. Really excited about everything you're building and to kind of be the icing on the cake. You know, Say has, I'm looking at stakingrewards.com right now, between about a 4% and a 5% staking rate. So if you guys at home own it, like I do, I stake it, I earn a little bit of a yield. And I think it's a great way to kind of offset some of the volatility and get some more coins, for coins that you guys love. So a lot of good things going over there, at the Say Foundation. Justin, we really appreciate your time. And we hope to have you back on at some point in the near future to discuss more.
Thank you so much. And yeah, we'd love to come back.
All right. Take care. And everybody watching, we're going to be back with some more great guests in just a moment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. and getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.